对。
It's time to get answers to all of your real estate questions. Talk 1260 KTRC presents All Things Real Estate, New Mexico's foremost live, listener-interactive real estate radio show. The phone lines are open, so call us at 505-473-5722 or email us your questions at rpost@sfrp.com. Now, here's your host, Ray Post.
Good afternoon and welcome to All Things Real Estate. I'm Ray Post with Santa Fe Realty Partners, and along with my fellow brokers are ready to help you with all of your real estate needs. I have a special in-studio guest with me today, and I'll be introducing him in a few minutes. As always, we have some very useful information segments to share with you, and in the second half of the show, we'll be featuring a unique and exceptional home during our occasional Distinctive Properties of Santa Fe segment. Also, please go to our website if you need some detailed real estate information or you wish to meet with someone to discuss your own real estate situation. Go to www.santafe.realtypartners.com. Click on the radio show icon for all the answers to your real estate questions. So please join us here on All Things Real Estate by dialing Talk 1260 KTRC at 505-473-5722. Or you can email me, Ray Post, at rpost@sfrp.com. As you know, we like to begin the show with our State of the Market segment. I have Andrew Hoffman, advisor to All Things Real Estate, on the line with me. And today he's going to be talking for a couple of minutes about where mortgage rates come from. Good morning, Andrew. How are you?
Hi, Ray. How are you?
Doing okay.
I thought... People ask me, well, who sets the rates? So I thought it would be a good idea to talk about, you know, where mortgage rates actually do come from. Uh-huh. There are sort of three components. The first component is sort of what I call market rate. And market rate is caused by traders buying and selling mortgage-backed securities. Now, what are mortgage-backed securities? Mortgage-backed securities are your mortgage and my mortgage and hundreds of other mortgages that are packaged into a bond, actual security, and sold to investors. And they have a coupon on those bonds, and they could be 4% or 4.5% or 5%. Mm-hmm. And those are traded by investors, and those investors, depending upon their expectations of the future, either bid it up or don't bid, you know, let the prices come down. So that becomes sort of it sets the direction of the market and a good portion of it. And then the second portion is sort of what I call a bank rate. So there are lenders, ultimate lenders, whose name are well known, Bank of America, Wells, Chase, Citi, and they set a rate that's based upon the market rate and based upon their margin, their profit, what they want to get, and how they want to deal with the mortgage market. At any given time, one lender may be buying the market. For example, over the last several months, Chase has been giving a bonus for refinancings for loan-to-value below 60%. They're basically buying in that market. Nobody else seems to want to compete with them, so Chase has been getting a huge portion of that market. On the other hand, Bank of America has a 5-1 ARM that is significantly better priced than any other lender's 5-1 ARM. So that's an example of how the bank sets the rate. I get those rates. I get rates from every major lender in the United States, and they actually pass on a bit of a premium to me. Because my company sells a lot of loans to these lenders. And the last component of rate is the actual rate. I get paid what's a rebate called a service release premium. I basically am selling a loan to a lender. For originating that loan, they give me a rebate. Now, I could get a par price or, if I want to make more rebate, I have to charge a higher rate. So as rate goes up, rebate goes up. There is a par price, but at a par price, in order for me to make money and stay in business, I have to charge a point or a point and a half. Mm-hmm. So those are the components of rate. I will say that rates today are still very low. The 30-year fixed rate is about 5.25, and we've seen the 5-1 ARMs down 4.25, 4.125. Those are great rates in the market today.
They certainly are, and that's a lot of very good inside baseball explanation, Andrew, about your business, and that pretty much is the same whether wherever you are in the mortgage trade. Is that correct?
Absolutely. I mean, everybody, the rates don't come from me. They come from a market that's much larger than me.
Right.
And so when somebody tells me, oh, so-and-so bank gave me a rate that was 0.25% or 0.5% below what I can offer, I sort of say, I don't believe that rate. I'd get it in writing because the market really dictates that rate, and I can see what the market is dictating on any given day.
Mm-hmm. Well, excellent advice as always. Thanks again, Andrew Hoffman, advisor to All Things Real Estate. We appreciate you chatting with us today. I'm sure the listeners got some great value out of your comments. We'll talk to you next Sunday.
Thanks, Ray. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, I want to actually set up the introduction of my special guest with something that was in the newspaper this last week, and it somewhat relates to what we're going to be talking about today. The Santa Fe County Planning Commission actually predicts that there's going to be 50,000 new residents who will be moving to Santa Fe County over the next 20 years. Now, there are some specific parts of the county where the development will be huge, and in fact, the city of Santa Fe will realize their projected largest growth. But this really is a statistic that I think helps in the conversation we're going to have today. I want to welcome my very special guest, who's actually a colleague of mine at Santa Fe Realty Partners. He is an associate broker. He's also a qualifying broker, Mr. Craig Wheatfeld, who... we had a great conversation before we came on the air. Good morning, Craig.
Well, good morning. Nice to be here.
Well, thanks a lot for joining us today. Craig is what we call, among other things, one of the specialists in the sale and marketing of properties in the fabulous Las Campanas community. He has been in real estate for 20 years now. I'd like to start the show, though, Craig, by giving my special guest a chance to chat a little bit about themselves. Tell the listeners a little bit of your background.
Well, thank you. I spent most of my youth growing up in Europe and came back to the States in my 20s and finished off my college education, and then I kind of roamed around the country trying to find a place to put down roots. And I started off in Texas and went to New York, Colorado, and ultimately left Aspen in the mid-80s to move to Santa Fe. And I've been here ever since and love it to this day.
Now, that's an interesting way of characterizing it. You said you roamed around the country. Your biography talks about being a stockbroker. Is that how the stockbrokers characterize their business, is just roaming around?
Well, not really. Actually, I followed several companies around. I started off with a company in Houston called Hornblower Weeks Noise and Trask.
Mm-hmm.
And ultimately...
Well-known name, by the way, within the trade.
Within the trade. Then it was acquired by Loeb Rhodes, and ultimately I ended up with... Kidder Peabody, and mm-hmm. So I moved around the country with these companies in various capacities. I was actually a manager for Kidder Peabody and opened up the Kidder Peabody office in Denver
mm-hmm.
way back in the early 80s.
Mm-hmm.
I ended up owning my own broker-dealer up in Aspen
mm-hmm.
and finally got tired of that business and came down here to find something else.
And our gain, because Santa Fe Realty Partners is delighted to have Craig as part of the team of associate brokers, and again, he is a qualifying broker as well, so he is well-schooled, and that with that message, I want to invite everyone to call in and ask Craig a very hard question today about real estate. Give us a call here at 505-473-5722. Or, again, you can email me with your questions, which I'll share with Craig, and that, again, is rpost@sfrp.com. Today we're going to talk about, again, one of Craig's specialties, but the one that he's very well known in this community for, and that is the marketing of properties at the Las Campanas community. Everybody who lives in Santa Fe knows the name Las Campanas. But let's pretend for a moment that we just now had a husband and a wife who arrived here. They're going to the opera. They've never been to Santa Fe. And they hear about this Las Campanas place. Talk about what it is and what it has to offer.
Well, Las Campanas is a unique community. I was also the qualifying broker for Las Campanas Realty for several years. And my partner, who is Stephanie Yoder, and I recently left Las Campanas to join Santa Fe Realty Partners. What we did when we were working at Las Campanas was we were basically tour guides for showing what the property was all about, introducing people to the Las Campanas lifestyle. We have these two tremendous golf courses. These are Jack Nicklaus designed golf courses. We also have an incredible spa facility, tennis facility, indoor-outdoor swimming pools. But we also are known for our equestrian facility, which is world famous. These elements combine along with extensive hiking and biking trails and things like that for a fully rounded lifestyle experience.
Now, I understand there's, what is it, 4,700 acres of land that is really part of Las Campanas, is that correct?
Yeah, the original master plan included 4,700 acres, but on that master plan there are a total of 1,710 home sites. So there is extensive wide open spaces, extensive hiking and biking trails and that sort of thing.
Now, one of the questions that I think is natural in this conversation, and that's a very good overview, sort of the 30,000-foot overview of what Las Campanas is about, and we encourage everyone to take a ride out there. If they haven't, they've heard about it, but they've never gone there. But one of the natural questions, Craig, would be what the status is for sales and marketing. You know, in real estate, and I don't care where you are in the country, things have been a challenge for the last couple of years. Sales are a little bit softer everywhere. Fortunately, Santa Fe is somewhat immune to some of the pressures that other communities, Southern California, South Florida, Phoenix, have experienced. But what is, in your view, the status of Las Campanas?
Well, that's very interesting. Obviously, we're not immune to what has been going on in our economy nationwide. However, it's interesting to note that the sales in Las Campanas during the first half of this year, we actually have almost the exact same number of sales that we had last year. The difference being that we're having these sales at different prices. Last year, those sales averaged approximately $360 a foot. This year, that average has dropped to $300 a foot. But it is still a very exciting and active market, and I think most buyers, depending on whether or not they are looking for that type of lifestyle, really find that Las Campanas represents great value.
I think you're right. Again, two Jack Nicklaus golf courses, the famous equestrian center, the tennis club, and the club community itself. If you are looking for that, whether you're looking for a retirement community or you're young and vibrant and you want to participate in sports, you probably couldn't ask for a better community perhaps in the entire Southwest.
I absolutely agree. And one of the most interesting facts is the fact that in previous years, Las Campanas was kind of viewed as a second home. We had a lot of our market came from the Texas area or California. But it's amazing to walk around the clubhouse or the pro shop or be out on the golf course today and see how many locals now live in Las Campanas.
You live out there?
We just recently left out there. We have lived there for 5 years. We now move back into town. We wanted to see how that was for a while. We own land in Las Campanas, and our plan is to ultimately build something there.
Well, in the second half of the program, we're going to talk a little bit more specifically about Las Campanas listings that we're going to give you a chance to basically toot the horn of some of the listings that you have. But I think Gino Thompson, my producer, I'm going to take a quick break here on All Things Real Estate. My special guest today is Craig Wheatfeld of Santa Fe Realty Partners, one of my colleagues at the firm. We're going to take a break here with a couple of commercials. Please stay tuned. We'll be back. Welcome back to All Things Real Estate. This is Ray Post with Santa Fe Realty Partners. I'm in the studio today with my special guest, Craig Wheatfeld, who is also an associate broker with the firm. And we're talking all things Las Campanas. Before we go back into our conversation, though, I want to remind everybody that if you are, like most renters or homeowners, with a property that occasionally might need some renovation or some expansion or just some kind of special attention given to it, then we'd like to recommend that you take a look at our website because we have assembled one of the fabulous, most fabulous groups of specialists in the field who can offer assistance to you. And I'm adding people to this, what we call real estate resources list every week. So if you need some help at your home, I just encourage you to go to the website again. That's www.santafe.realtypartners.com. click on the radio show icon and go to the real estate resources section. You'll find folks from interior designers to plumbers to folks that are involved in landscaping. So I encourage you to do that. Anyway, again, Craig Wheatfeld, we were sort of talking before the show started about a slight common interest that we have. In a previous life, I did some business in Sweden, and your bio, again, speaks to the fact that you're fluent in both French and Swedish, and I joked with Craig, Gino Thompson, you'll get a kick out of this. I said, well, how often do you get to practice Swedish in Santa Fe, New Mexico? And Craig, you astounded me, and the reason why is?
Well, actually, there's quite a few Swedes in Santa Fe, and they're in all walks of life. There's other realtors in town that are Swedish, and it's amazing. You can go anywhere in this world, and you will always find another Swede.
Right.
They seem to travel all over the place, but quite a few have found Santa Fe to make their home.
Interesting. And you were telling me that you guys occasionally get together, but that's sort of fallen off in the last couple of years.
Well, we used to actually have a charity event where we would auction off a Swedish dinner, and we would all get together. And it was actually quite a fun event. The same group of people, it was actually... hosted by Joe DiBella, who would get us all together every year. They would bid on it. We'd raise a couple $1,000s for charity, and we'd have a great time.
Interesting. Well, and I remember the food in Sweden when I was there. I was in Stockholm and then some of the cities in the southern part of the country that I cannot pronounce at all. But the food was spectacular, and the desserts were unbelievable.
Well, our focus was more on the aquavit.
I think I know what that is, yes. That's very good. Well, let's go back to our conversation, Craig, about Las Campanas. I did receive an email from someone a few minutes ago, and it says, my parents are considering moving to Santa Fe from New York. Do they have any limitations on who they have to work with as a contractor at Las Campanas? Are there style or size requirements regarding building there?
Well, that's a very good question. Actually, you can work with anybody you want. However, you do have to comply with their design guidelines. And they have a very strict design guideline set up where height restrictions, massing restrictions, color restrictions, that sort of thing.
That's not unusual, though.
A
lot of communities have the CCNRs that require those kinds of things.
Correct.
Right?
Yeah. Correct.
But that also maintains the integrity of the look and the feel of Las Campanas. That's the goal, correct?
Yeah, that is the goal. Las Campanas is made up of 15 different little villages, if you will. And each one of them have some unique aspects in terms of characteristics of design. For example, in the estancias, you can build a pitched roof house. So there are certain leeways there, and you do have options.
And that question came in from Sally, and I hope that was helpful to you, Sally, if you heard the answer. And, of course, if you want to, just to give Craig a call at Santa Fe Realty Partners, you can call our office at 505-982-6207, ask for Craig Wheatfeld, and he'd be happy to talk to you about what your parents might want to do moving from New York. Gino, I think I'm hearing some legal music on the horizon there because it's time for, once again, yes, there it is, our legal topic of the week brought to us by the Reuben Katz Law Firm. This week, attorney Frank Herdman will explain how new laws on the books are helping to make it easier to use green solar panels on your house or commercial building. He'll also share some useful information with us on some of the federal and state tax incentives offered to people who take advantage of solar panel installation. Sometimes zoning laws and restrictive covenants limit what you can do with your property, including how high you can build, and even what types of equipment you can install on the outside of your home or commercial building. Such things as satellite dishes and even solar panels have often fallen into these types of limitations. However, in hopes of encouraging the use of solar panels, the New Mexico legislature has stipulated that local governments can't regulate the installation of solar panels unless your property is located in an historic district. The legislature also stated that homeowners associations can't prohibit you from putting solar panels on your property, even if there's a restrictive covenant that might prevent you from doing so. The New Mexico legislature recognizes that our state boasts world-class solar energy, ranking only second in the nation after Arizona, with the potential to provide 1,000 times more energy than New Mexico's public service company projects as our current demand. In fact, while the federal government provides for a 30% tax credit for the cost of solar photovoltaic system you install at your home, New Mexico law provides an additional tax credit up to $9,000. These tax credits apply to both existing homes and new construction. These federal and New Mexico tax credits are also available to businesses and agricultural entities that install solar voltaic systems. So it's important to note that New Mexico laws regarding the installation and siting within a community of solar panels combined with tax credits have made it easier than ever for you to go green and take advantage of the sun as a source of energy. Thanks once again to Attorney Frank Herdman for providing us with an informative legal topic of the week. If you have your own legal questions about installing solar energy systems at your home or business, please go to our website, www.santafe.realtypartners.com. Click on the radio show icon and go right to the Reuben Katz Law Firm logo. Good stuff, and very, very timely. We're out here, and a lot of people are taking advantage of these new solar tax credits, both with panels and with solar heating and cooling systems. Craig Wheatfeld, I want to go back to one issue associated with Las Campanas, which is on the minds of some people that are familiar with it, and it regards water, one of that limited commodity that we have, that precious resource. There is a major project called the Buckman Diversion Project, which is going to remedy that problem for lots of Santa Fe County, but it also impacts on Las Campanas, correct?
Yes, it does. And water issues have always been very controversial and will, I'm sure, continue to be so. Several years ago, Las Campanas entered into an agreement with the city and county to construct the Buckman Diversion. And some of the things I've read in the newspaper and some of the comments I hear on the streets are really need clarification. And I would just like to say that, you know, Las Campanas has, to my knowledge, paid promptly on their share of all construction expenditures to date, and as far as I know, they plan on continuing to do so through completion of the diversion project.
Uh-huh.
They have recently requested to change the portion of that agreement that relates to Las Campanas only, which would be the creation and the construction of a new treatment facility serving Las Campanas. Las Campanas has recently requested that instead of building that very expensive treatment facility, which would be located just a few miles away from the facility that the county and city are building, that instead they become a permanent customer of the county.
Uh-huh.
And I think this is a brilliant solution. It's a brilliant alternative because not only would this generate income for the county, but at the same point in time, the county has excess capacity that Las Campanas would then be using.
Right.
And it would relieve the necessity to build an alternate treatment facility,
which would be extremely expensive. And
extremely
even more so.
Expensive.
Yeah. Well, I guess the two messages on this really are: number one is we need the water. Project is diverting water not only to the county but to Las Campanas. Las Campanas will fund its share of the project on a cash basis and will mm-hmm. be paying its fair share of the water that's being diverted there for maintaining the project. And the important thing that I think people need to know is that the Buckman Diversion Project is projected to inject $287 million into the regional economy just from the construction alone and through 2011. And at this time when government funds are limited, this is a heck of a good thing to be having, I believe. Don't you?
Oh, I think so. I think it's fantastic. The projected numbers that I've heard in terms of income to the county, if Las Campanas were to become a permanent consumer, a permanent customer of the county, the numbers that I've been quoted are something like $324,000 annually to the county, for over $14 million mm-hmm. To the county over the next 30 years. Mm-hmm. So these are significant numbers.
And a consistent water supply, which is so important. Gino Thompson, my producer, we're going to take a quick break here on All Things Real Estate. Please stay tuned. We'll be back in a minute.
See.
Welcome back to All Things Real Estate. This is Ray Post with Santa Fe Realty Partners. Today we're talking about all things Las Campanas. And my special guest in the studio today is Craig Wheatfeld, who is also a colleague of mine at Santa Fe Realty Partners. Before we get back into our conversation, I also want to tell all of my listeners out there that we're pleased to add another sponsor to our family of companies who are underwriting all things real estate. Major Development Incorporated, a family-owned and operated residential development and construction company, has joined us. And next week, I'm actually going to have Dina and Jeff Major, the principals of the company, as my in-studio guests here on All Things Real Estate. So I encourage you to check out information about Major Development Incorporated by going to our website. Again, that's www.santafe-realtypartners.com. Click on the radio show icon and look for the Major Development logo under the list of show sponsors. I have no doubt that you will be impressed with all that they have to offer in the way of custom home building services. And look forward to seeing you next week, Dina and Jeff. I know you're listening today. So, Craig Wheatfield, again, we have a special segment, which we only do occasionally here on All Things Real Estate, and it's called Distinctive Properties of Santa Fe. And it just so happens that most of the time I have people who are calling in, but today the special property we're talking about is your listing in Tusuke. More than a listing, this is an unbelievably spectacular property. So talk a little bit about it.
Well, I'd love to. Besides Las Campanas, I specialize in exclusive properties throughout the Santa Fe area and have been very active in the Tusuke community. I'm proud to represent 49 Rancho Escondido. We have it currently listed at $15 million. This is a 15,000-square-foot main house, guest house, and stables situated on almost 12 acres. But what's incredible about this property is it's surrounded by a 40-acre conservation easement. Mm-hmm. And the 40-acre conservation easement almost surrounds the entire property. The property is located within minutes of Santa Fe. It's about less than a mile from Bishop's Lodge Hotel. Mm-hmm. But it faces the Sangre de Cristos. It has one of the most incredible views I've ever seen in Santa Fe. But what is incredible is because of the conservation easement, you don't see another home.
Right.
You have the feeling of actually being on a ranch, mm-hmm. You know, that you could only create by having huge acreage around you. Mm-hmm. Because all you're doing is staring at the Sangre, so you're looking right at National Forest.
And that's one of the advantages of a conservation easement. By the way, we're going to have a show on conservation easements later on in the summer, but the fact that they have created that easement is that there will never be a building there.
There will never be anything in view of this home.
Right.
You drive up to it. It's situated in a spectacular location with red rock cliffs behind it. There is a waterfall that cascades to the back of the house. This is a brand new home that was just completed in 2007, completely custom, very contemporary, with an infinity pool. They've thought of everything in this house. This house, in the pool, they have speakers so that while you're underwater, you can listen to the music.
Wow. Well, that is everything. And actually, I'm looking at pictures in Trend Magazine. There was a special section about this spectacular property. I encourage anyone, $15 million is a special constituency, but I encourage everyone to go to our website because on the website, when they go to the radio show page, is a special section that talks about this property. Again, go to www.santafe-realtypartners.com, click on the radio show icon, and it will take you right to a little listing that talks about 49 Rancho Escondido. I don't know if the sellers are listening to the show today, Craig, but anything else you want to share for their benefit about the property?
Well, the house is completely a custom home throughout. Studio Arquitectura was the design firm behind it.
And where are they from?
Here in Santa Fe.
Here in Santa Fe, great.
Yeah, and they have done everything down to designing the furniture, which is included in the price, by the way.
Wow.
I would live in the stables of this house. The stables are spectacular. And not only that, the guest house, which the owners lived in while they built the home, is also spectacular. This is truly a very unique property in Santa Fe. I've never seen anything quite like it.
Well, and that's why we have it as our property for the distinctive properties of Santa Fe for this particular month. And we're going to have it up on our website. So, again, I encourage people, even if they're not in the market for a $15 million property, to go to it, because it is so incredibly unique. And the local craftsmen that worked on it are right here in your backyard. So, anyway, again, Craig, thanks so much for telling us about that property.
Thank you.
Gino Thompson, I think we're going to take a little break here on All Things Real Estate. We'll take a little commercial break and then come back and continue our conversation with Craig Wheatfeld about All Things Las Campanas. Please stay tuned. We'll be back in a minute. Welcome back to All Things Real Estate. This is Ray Post with Santa Fe Realty Partners. Today we've been talking about issues associated with Las Campanas. My special guest is Craig Wheatfeld, who is a associate broker at Santa Fe Realty Partners and one of the specialists who is highly knowledgeable about properties in Las Campanas. And with that, I'm going to give you a couple of minutes, Craig, to sort of, in not too much of a commercial way, but to talk a little bit about some of the properties that you have, or a couple of properties, and in the way of sort of sharing with the listeners what they might expect from a Las Campanas property. Go ahead.
Okay, great. As a matter of fact, two of these properties you could actually see today. I'm going to have an open house this afternoon from 2 to 5 at 6 Mustang Mesa. And this is a 7-year-old home, 5,000 square feet, all adobe. It's spectacular views, 3-bedroom, 3-bath, plus 2 offices. Sits on almost 3 acres.
Uh-huh.
Great value, listed currently at $1,495,000.
Uh-huh.
This was a home that sold 7 years ago for over $1,007,000. So great value. The other house will be hosted by my partner, Stephanie Yoder. She'll be at 26 Green Meadow Loop.
Uh-huh.
And 26 Green Meadow Loop is a little different in that the first house is more of a Pueblo-style house. This one's a little more contemporary.
Uh-huh.
Sharper corners. Built about 3 years ago, almost 4,000 square feet for $1,195,000. Also, 3-bedroom, 3-bath, plus powder, plus it also has a media room and an office. Great westerly views from this house.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the vistas from out in Las Campanas are one of the things that's really striking for anyone who has been out there driving around. But again, your properties illustrate that for someone who maybe wants to play golf on a Jack Nicklaus golf course, or wants to be involved in the equestrian community, or wants to play tennis, is that they couldn't ask for a better place, again, as we said before, probably in the entire Southwest, right?
Well, absolutely. And I've got to say that a lot of the members at Las Campanas are not golfers.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people come out there. When I moved out to Las Campanas 5 years ago, I had been living in Tizuki for almost 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I was amazed because I'd never really seen a sunrise or a sunset the way you see them in Las Campanas.
Right.
Las Campanas is set far enough away from the mountains that you get these spectacular vistas. So a lot of people just live out there just for that.
Mm-hmm. Well, and again, it's the choices that we have here in Santa Fe. We are so lucky. Las Campanas has all these amenities, but again, you don't have to participate. You can just enjoy the vistas. I think what we're going to do right now, though, is talk to one of my other colleagues in the firm who is sitting on a special open house. Again, we have this segment called the Open House of the Week, which is brought to us by the Los Alamos National Bank. Los Alamos National Bank is one of our sponsors of the show, and they every week allow us to have a broker in our firm toot their horn about a special listing that they're sitting on during their own open house. And right now I have Britta Becker, who's on the line with me. Good morning, or good afternoon, Britta. How are you?
Hello, Ray, and thank you so much, and also to all of our sponsors for this terrific opportunity.
Well, go ahead. I tell you what, the drill again, Britta, as you know, is that I'm giving you 2 minutes to sell me, Craig, Gino here in the studio, and but most importantly, all the listeners about the great qualities of 9 Verano Loop. Go ahead.
Well, thanks so much. My partner, Mary Guzman, and I are actually extremely appreciative of this chance to present our listing. When our clients asked us to list their home, we were thrilled. Their home, in our opinion, is undoubtedly one of the most sophisticated and impeccable treasures in the El Dorado area. It is situated on a deep lot with ponderosa pines, a loving and carefully tended landscaped front and back property, And it's also built using indigenous materials like the vigas and kiva fireplaces, of which there are three.
Mm-hmm.
So as you enter the foyer, you can't help but notice this impeccably remodeled home. It was completely remodeled in 2004 by Mr. Alan Dorn. And you're always, and as you come in, you're greeted by the spaciousness and light-filled dining and living rooms that also open to the outside back portal. Outdoor living and entertainment-filled summer evenings are invited. We're serving some margaritas later.
Oh, fabulous.
Just joking.
Yeah. Okay, sorry.
Flashes of purple Russian sage catch your eye. And, of course, in the distance, the sandias and a setting New Mexican sunset, of which I heard there's nothing quite like it here in New Mexico.
Yes.
So Mary and I love to cook. So the first thing we do when visiting a home for the first time is to check out the kitchen, just to see if it's functional. And yes, this kitchen is. In fact, it offers granite countertops with lots of prep area, a huge wall stove, a comfortable eating area in front of a small keeper fireplace, and best of all, this large picturesque window. As you're doing your dishes, you can look out to a bird bath where our colorful little birds frequent and take their early morning bath. It's pretty.
Mm-hmm.
The master suite is an oasis. You can actually live on that side of the house all by yourself if you wanted, from the walk-in closet, huge bathroom with pipes and music and tall beam ceilings. There's this beautiful little fountain outside, and you can hear the playful trinkling chime of the water.
Mm-hmm.
So that's pretty much it.
It's a fabulous description, and by the way, with that South African accent that you have, Rita, it sounded even more delightful. And I'm looking at the pictures of it right here. I encourage the listeners, if they have a chance, to go to our website, www.santafe realtypartners.com. When they click on the radio show icon, they'll come to the page, and up on the right-hand side is a special box that talks about the open house of the week. It's where Britta is right. We'll soon be there at 2 o'clock. You're there from 2 to 4,
mm-hmm.
But they can also check out the amenities of this fabulous property in El Dorado. And again, if you're out, maybe out at Harry's Roadhouse having lunch, it's not a very far drive to take on down to El Dorado and actually go by and say hello to Britta. So you'll be there till 4, and anything else you want to share with the listeners?
Just that it's a very, very special property.
Okay.
You know, seeing is believing.
Well, absolutely. And well-priced, again, priced at $695,000, a great value per square foot. I encourage everyone to take a trip out there and visit with Britta. Thanks so much for chatting with us today. We will wish you luck, and hopefully the buyer will be at your doorstep in a few minutes.
Thank you, Ray. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Back to Craig Wheatfeld, my special in-studio guest today. Craig, we were talking a little bit about Las Campanas as being a destination for people who are looking for something unusual here in the Santa Fe area. Again, you've been in real estate for 20 years here in Santa Fe. You've seen that community mature in many different ways. Is there a profile of the person who lives in Las Campanas, or is it really just sort of all over the landscape?
It seems to be kind of all over the landscape.
Mm-hmm.
There are all types, all walks of life, all age groups. I'm 58. I think I kind of
don't look like it.
I think I kind of fit right in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
Well. But it's a fun group of people. You do get a lot of people who retire in Santa Fe.
Mm-hmm.
There is an element of that. Mm-hmm. And they come from all businesses, all walks of life, and all over the world.
Mm-hmm. But again, that's an important distinction, because I think a lot of people have thought of Las Campanas as being sort of a, not a retirement community, but a place where people go to have as their last home. But that isn't the case. There are a lot of young folks.
There's a lot of young people, and what's amazing is we're seeing a lot more children out there now also,
mm-hmm.
which wasn't the case 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to say one other thing.
Yes, sir.
For those people who want to come out and tour Las Campanas and look at a few houses,
mm-hmm.
There will be quite a few open houses out there today. All you need to do is drive to the main entry gate show your driver's license, and they will give you a code that you can access all of Las Campanas.
And that's taking Las Campanas Drive, and you actually have to sort of weave around a little bit, but then there's an obvious place.
All you have to do is get off 599 mm-hmm. at Camino La Tierra,
mm-hmm.
follow Camino La Tierra till you see Las Campanas Drive, Just get on that.
Mm-hmm. And again, you have two open houses yourself today. You're sitting on one. You're going to be running out of here after the show's over. And Stephanie Yoder, your colleague partner, is also sitting on one. What are those addresses again?
That would be 26 Green Meadow Loop and 6 Mustang Mesa.
Mm-hmm.
And both of them will be clearly indicated outside their respective gates with a Santa Fe Realty Properties green sign.
Mm-hmm. And, Craig, we're getting near the end of the show. We've got a few minutes left, but I want to, again, just sort of summarize for the listeners, or have you summarize for the listeners, sort of the highlights of Las Campanas as a community, as a destination. Let's go through, again, some of the things that make it one of the distinct areas in Santa Fe to choose to live in.
Well, first of all, it's extremely private. This is a gated community, all the homes are behind gates, so you have the added security of knowing that if you like to travel, you can leave your home and be secure.
Mm-hmm.
But it does offer so many different lifestyle opportunities, from obviously playing golf to being a part of the spa. You know, the spa also, we conduct classes. There are, you know, spinning classes. There's yoga. There's all sorts of other activities that are going on.
And by the way, just to interrupt you for a second, you don't have to be a homeowner in Las Campanas to take advantage of these things, right?
You can actually be a full Equity Golf member at Las Campanas by simply purchasing a membership.
Mm-hmm.
If you are just a social member, you must own property in Las Campanas.
I see. But you can get the golf membership, and that gives you full access
It gives you full access to everything.
And have you actually been to the equestrian center?
Oh, many times. Uh-huh. And you don't need to own a horse to be a member to participate in those activities either, because Las Campanas owns horses. So if you and your family wanted to go on a trail ride, and you're a member, you can just simply call up, and they'll have the horses saddled up and ready to go.
They hold an annual event there called the Grand Prix of Santa Fe?
This is the Grand Prix of Santa Fe, which is a world-reclaimed horsing event, jumping event. We get horses from all over the country that arrive to compete in that event. We set up tents out there and catered events. It's quite spectacular.
And I mentioned to you during the before the show started, actually, Craig, that a good buddy of mine is a consultant to the World Equestrian Games, which is going to be held in the United States for the first time, I believe, in Kentucky. I know that a lot of people at the Equestrian Center here, because this is sort of the Super Bowl of equestrian events, are planning on going to that event, which takes place next year. So, in fact, it is the center is well known for its participation in the equestrian community.
We get developers that will call up and want to just tour the facility because they have heard so much about it.
Uh-huh.
That they want to include an equestrian component in their developments in other parts of the country.
Interesting.
The equestrian people all know each other. They're a very tight-knit group, they all communicate.
Right,
so we
right.
get people from all over the country come to see it.
Well, I want to thank my special guest today, Craig Wheatfeld, who is an associate broker at Santa Fe Realty Partners. I encourage you to go to our website, www.santafe.realtypartners.com. You can actually go to Craig's page. He has a whole bunch of listings, including that very special property in Tusuki that we talked about during the Distinctive Properties of Santa Fe segment. Craig, thanks so much for being here, and I guess you'll be out practicing your Swedish real soon, right?
I'm going to go do it this afternoon.
Very good. Well, thanks so much.
You come to my open house, I'll speak Swedish to you.
Okay. Listen, there's an invitation for all the listeners out there that ever wanted to hear Swedish. It's a beautiful language. Anyway, again, thank you, Craig Wheatfeld of Santa Fe Realty Partners, for bringing some very useful information to the show today. Thank you, Gino Thompson, my producer, as well as Kate and Jane over at Santa Fe Realty Partners, for making the show sound terrific. And thank you for tuning in today. Please join us next Sunday at noon right here on Talk 1260 KTRC. Until then, I send you good luck.